you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Hello, and thank you for calling the UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. My name is Jamia. You're on a recorded line. How may I assist you today?
How you doing? Can you transfer me back to Gabrielle Jean, please?
Wait, may I have your name?
Robin. Calling from Family First Care.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Robin, may I have a good callback number for you?
Yes, 267-551-7404.
Thank you. And the MPI or tax ID number?
Tax ID number is 822-843-555.
And that was Family First Home Care?
Yes.
Thank you. And the participant's date of birth?
2/16/96.
Thank you. And the first and last name?
It's for Adonis Poilo.
And could you confirm his address and a good number on file?
Give me 1 second. It's 664 East Wensley Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19134.
Thank you. And a good phone number on file?
He has 267-591-0971.
Thank you. And you was previously on a call with her and got disconnected?
No. I actually needed something else, but I only have the 1-833 number. I don't have her direct line, so.
All right. It's okay if I just place you on a brief hold to see if she's available?
Sure.
Thank you, Robin. 1 second. Thank you so much for holding, Robin. So the service coordinator is available. Before I get you transferred over, is there anything else I can assist you with?
No. Just needed to talk to her there real quick. That's it.
Okay, 1 second.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for holding, Robin. So I do have Gabrielle on the line. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect. You both have a nice day, and thank you for calling UPMC.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Are you able to send me the authorization paper? That's what it is. We don't have the authorization paper on file.
I would have to, because we don't usually do that send out unless there's I have to talk to my supervisor. We don't. That's the first time we hear this happen okay. regarding.
I mean, if you want, I could transfer you over to my administrator so he could better explain what's going on.
Yeah, it's you guys supposed to have it automatically in your system.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. So I'm gonna just transfer you right over to him so he could better explain to you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to contact my supervisor because we don't send out things like that.
Yes.
So this is strange.
Okay. Give me one second.
Okay.